हरे कृष्ण। The three modes of mental nature reduce their action on us in proportion to our surrender to Krishna. And as we increase our surrender to Krishna more and more, the effect of the modes on us becomes lesser and lesser. And when you are fully surrendered to Krishna, the modes of nature have no effect on a devotee. They cannot capture a devotee. They cannot subject to the clutches of the Trigunas. And you will see, although the Trigunas are offering innumerable objects in the material world for the jiva to choose and opt to, still, although the Maya is made extremely powerful, she can only impel a devotee, impel a jiva. Maya cannot compel. For example, you all have experience when you go for some big festival program, sometimes in some home program they have cooked 15 items for prasad. And there are very spicy items. They know that there are also older people coming for the program. They have less spicy items. Sometimes there are chutneys, there are reddish chili powder items. There are very heavy items. Everybody knows. And everything is arranged in a buffet system. And you are asked to pick up a plate and take as much as you want. So some people sometimes go and ask for some chili paste, little bit, they say little bit, so that they can take it for taste. But then after tasting it, they feel like taking a little more. In this way, it is we who make the choice of items that we accept during the prasadam. People may inspire you to take more, maybe sweet or something, but nobody can actually compel you. In the same manner, Maya is actually displaying her commodities in this world. And it's a buffet system only, same. We come with our plate of our mind. In our mental plate, we are picking up Maya's gifts, whatever she wants. She is offering gifts in tamaguna, rajaguna, sattvaguna, depending on our leanings, inclinations, desires, attractions, aspirations, we are picking and choosing. Therefore, nobody can blame Maya, that Maya is catching me, Maya is troubling me. Maya can only give invitation and display her commodities. It is we who make the choice. So, as we make the choice of food and eat different items, once the items have gone into belly, after that we have no freedom. Now next day the stomach may burn, stomach may become constipated, you may have to go to a doctor, it can lead to complications in the body. Similarly, once we have made the choice of items in Maya, then we are afterwards, we are taken to task. Just like sometimes friends can invite us for a movie, or some friends actually even call for drinking liquor or smoke cigarettes. Those boys who succumb to it, you know, they repeatedly go and spend a lot of money, they spoil their health and they become more and more addicted. They may say that my friend spoiled me. That is not the method of taking responsibility. In the same manner, Maya is offering various gifts that will destroy our bhakti and deviate us from the actual meaning and goal of life. So, it is in the interest of the jiva to not accept the Maya's gifts, but turn to Krishna and make a beginning of surrender. As the surrender increases more and more, Maya's grip gradually slackens and becomes weaker and weaker. As surrender to Krishna increases more and more, and then we are aligning with the government, then the people of the jail, police and other people have no effect on us when we align with the government. So, therefore Krishna says, Mamevye prapadyante, Mayametam tarantite. So in this way, one may want to know what is the factor that gives us the strength to align with Krishna, to align with the government, at least to make a beginning in a small way and then gradually increase that surrender to Krishna so that, you know, we don't repeatedly get dragged by Maya's allurement. There are two factors. Piety and knowledge. We will talk tomorrow. Pranam Purti.